Do you has an alt beer? Do you has an Iron Bridge Gahan Brown Ale?
No, I've got one of them. Is that what we're doing?
Well, what was your brown?
You mean that one?
Very funny, very funny.
Thank you.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done with the chicanery and the... I am Ross. Joining me, of course, is Ian. And until the Emera Power Corporation and Nova Scotia Power choose otherwise, we will be attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. Because as it stands tonight, there is a storm. A snow-ish storm, but it's supposed to be turning into rain, so it's not... But they did call for... It's one of those things where the power company says, expect power outages.
It's heavy snow. It's that wet, heavy, kind of spring-feely snow. It's clinging to everything, and it's horrible.
It already got pretty sticky, pretty greasy out there. I'm sure there's plenty of car accidents here in the valley.
Well, I'm surprised you still have it. Just a couple of miles up the road there in Port Williams, I'm surprised.
We have this this unique, cute little area where there's a lot of power outages that come in from the north, and they stop right near our house. And a big power outage is often there from the south, and it stops right there. So the main drag. But somehow our little square inch on the Nova Scotia power outage map almost always seems to magically have power. I'm not sure why. It's directly... correlated to the fact that we are in a cell phone dead zone, which is why if you ever call me on my cell phone and I'm home, can't hear a word I'm saying. And okay. You've done this several times. This reception is better almost anywhere else in the province than right here.
Usually I'm calling you from a corrugated steel roofed liquor store and having no joy anyway. So I'm standing there saying, I see this interesting beer in front of me. Have you had this? And you're like, I have to go outside and talk with you.
I blame that on myself. Because usually I then have to walk upstairs and try to stand in my backyard. Because I go into my backyard and at the back of my yard, it's 5G. So I just need to lift up the house, move it to a different place. Anyway, something that's landscaping. Is this a landscaping show? Are we talking about landscaping? We're here. We're here for that other thing. We're here.
Landscaping as I do about beer.
Yeah, landscaping, beer, and pubs in Germany in the 1970s. That's our specialities. Also, mid-1990s video game trivia. I can handle that.
That's your forte.
We've got a few decent Jeopardy categories, I should say. Obscure Nicolas Cage movie references. So, first of all, on the, I guess, going from less strong ale to stronger ale, we've got the Alt Beer, which is from the Whiffen Brewing Company, or Uncle Leo's, out of Lionsbrook, Nova Scotia, which is there in Pictou County. I've actually been there. In fact, standing behind me here is a picture of the Uncle Leo's brewery, because most of it is a patio. If you go in... there's about, I don't know, 7 square feet and a little desk or like a little countertop and then a fridge at the side. And that's pretty much what the brewery is, or at least the shop. They might brew at different places. These are all questions that we can ask when we do finally start to get some of the brewers as guests on the show. I did ask. I have tendrils out to 3 different ones right now. I don't want to ask every single one, because what if 70 breweries say yes? I mean, we could talk to 70 brewers one night. That would be a little complicated, but...
Regardless. Yeah. Even if you get one that says yes, that's better than none.
There's 70. That.
Optimistic. Hoptimistic, dare I say?
Oh, what was the other... The hop? Oh, hopping. Yes, when I said we're hoping that our power doesn't go out, you said...
I know.
Hopping for...
I couldn't resist it, Ross.
I think your poetic license is going to get revoked for that one. The Uncle Leo's Alt Beer, I did look this up because in just looking at ones that we've got that we can compare, and I saw that we had a brown ale, and then I looked up what an Alt Beer is, because I honestly don't know what the heck this is. And it said, oh, it's a German style something. Okay, so reading down the can, our Alt Beer is made in the style of the Alt Beers from Dusseldorf, Germany, where Alt refers to the old style of brewing. This beer has an assertive hop bitterness from the German noble hop varieties used that is well balanced by its robust yet clean, crisp malt character. Now that sounds like a Witbier to me.
Well, you know what? I mean, like I was saying there, I didn't mean to interrupt you when you were talking there, but we've kind of been through this conversation some months ago when we had another alt beer. I can't remember what it was. We did try some alt beers back there. The face that you pulled there is telling me that you don't recall this conversation.
I do not recall the conversation or the beer.
Only because, as you know, I spent 3 years there in Germany in the late 90s, early 2000s, and alt beer was a bit of a go-to for me. Please don't ask me the breweries that I was drinking. I can't remember. And I wasn't familiar with alt beers before I went there, but I certainly was by the time I left 3 years later, because I wasn't too far away from Düsseldorf. I was in Mönchengladbach, but it is still in North Rhine-Westphalia, and that's where this alt beer originates from. But when you said, oh no, it's classed as a brown ale, I was like, wow, I'm really surprised, because it doesn't taste like it looks like a brown ale because of the color. I don't want to say anything else, but it certainly doesn't taste like a brown ale to me. It does have bitter tones, typically, and yeah, a little bit wheaty. So I'm surprised when it said it was a brown ale.
Well, I looked it up, and on the Uncle Leo's website, which is, I don't have off the top of my head, I apologize. Uncle Leo's Brewery.ca, there it is. Yep. It has a picture, you know, the can next to the glass port, and it is this dark, malty, chocolatey-looking beer. And so, while I was researching just what we had available to do, I looked at that, and I said, that's neat. So then I decided, that looks a little like a brown ale. And I just sort of did a quick internet search and said, brown ale, alt beer. And the first sentence I got was, an alt beer is a type of brown ale. And yeah. I got excited.
You jumped all over that, didn't you? Because you were thinking, what did we pair that Iron Bridge up with this evening? Yeah.
I'm not seeing a recent alt beer in our list of things. We got a Kolsch, a Belgian Ankel. Maybe that's what we were talking about. Because when we had that spiced golden ale and the Belgian Ankel, because I don't remember having an alt beer, but I remember you telling me that alt beer was your favorite. I remember having this conversation. So maybe we were just talking about German style beer. And maybe that's where the Kolsch came up too.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, it wasn't in the misty memories. It was in the last sort of few months or so. So it might be that while referring to one style of German beer, I was referring to alt beers. So anyway, I'm excited about this, because if it's the first one I've had in 20 something years, then great. Or if it's the first one I've had in the last 6 months, then great too.
And it's almost as though there's something that we're doing in our regular activities that is affecting our short and or long-term memory.
Indeed.
I can't think of what.
Are you popping it? Or?
I am popping it. We have read the can. We have argued over what kind of beer it is. And I'm immediately, a sweet malty scent out of that. Now, they did say we have a German style. No, wait. An assertive hop bitterness from the German noble hop varieties. I'm not getting much hoppiness out of this. This is all malt.
I'm getting no hops. And that's giving two thumbs up.
You know where our allegiances lie, certainly, in the beer families. What do you call them, families?
But not necessarily in the hops. We're not all over the IPAs. Anyway, cheers.
We've had them. Well, I mean, we're still pouring. Are you already at cheers? How fast can you pour? I've got a little bit of pesky foam going on, but it's a beautiful. This is a thick pesky foam, reminiscent of a nitrogen infused kind of BR. Yes, that's gone really quite poorly. It was not as translucent as this on the website. Mine is
quite poorly, because that's a good gag, good dad gag. As you were pouring it, it went poorly.
I made a poor pour.
Now I've made it also a bit of an error here regarding the receptacle I'm using to pour this into. Even though it's me trusty British beer glass, which I like, it's It's the larger of the two glasses I picked for this evening. The other one, of course, will become completely apparent why I chose it. But the brown, the Iron Bridge, of course, being 500 and this being 473. And I've poured this one into the larger glass and left a smaller glass for the larger beer.
I mean, it's only 27 milliliters.
It's like the best beer ever. I'm making all these elementary schoolboy errors. but we'll make it work.
As though we've never done this before.
Ever. No, I've never done it before.
Okay. I'm waiting for my pesky foam to go away. However, the pesky foam smells lovely.
Look at that.
Ooh.
Jump, you know.
Getting a little bit more of a Bavarian hop style smell now. Just a little tinge of a spice. What is a hop? Is a hop a vegetable? These are things that I feel we should know. It's grown on a plant. Is it a weed?
Have I just been logged out?
No, you're still there.
Okay. Do you still see me?
Yes, I can see and hear you.
I can't. I don't understand why all of a sudden I've got a screen saying, Microsoft, sign in, Ian. Next. Anyway.
Oh, no.
No?
Besides their better-known use, hops are also an excellent perennial vegetable.
By the way, I think I just advertised Microsoft. Do they need advertising? Are they short of
money? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, Bill Gates is a friend of mine. He's living in a tiny one-bedroom apartment in Portland, Oregon.
Well, I've just given him a big old advertisement there.
That should help. I think his company's going to do quite well, but only once people start learning about it from obscure Nova Scotian beer podcasts.
Yeah, once they start picking up. Are you getting nuttiness?
Or are you a little? Like maybe a hazel nuttiness? This is very interesting. I still think that I'm going to like it, but I'm still waiting for a little bit of this pesky foam to go down, but I'm feeling confident enough that I could get through this amount of pesky foam. You're all set there.
Yeah,
all right, shall we?
Cheers, mate.
Ready for it? Cheers, indeed.
Prost, Skål, and anything else the Germans say?
Well, they say a lot of things. They say Schiestem Finster if you're watching Die Hard.
That's pleasing.
Huh. Ooh. That is incredibly tasty, but it's like nothing. I'm not sure if I've had something like that before. I'm getting the Bavarian hops are very. How do I describe this? I can taste the interesting German style hops that I think they're talking about, but only in the top half of my mouth. Is that crazy?
Slightly. Is that where your taste buds are, on the top of your mouth?
I mean, they're all over the mouth, I think. They're like
I smell a nuttiness, and I'm getting a bit of nuttiness in the taste.
I am also, yep, towards the back.
Yeah.
Up front, it's a bit like a weak Heineken, but malty. Like a malty...
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
But you know how a Heineken or a Beck's, like the Bavarian style lagers, there's even an over carbonation or a spice to it. This has that flavor, but just diminished slightly.
Mm.
I don't know quite how to describe it. This is really good. I do like this. It's not something that I think I would seek out, but now that I know what an alt beer is, I will order one every time I see the dang thing.
You know, when you were talking about German beer, and you said it's not something I would seek out. I was like, where are you going with this? I'll seek out.
What do you think I was saying? Sea cow?
Never mind. My mind went...
Manatees.
This is...
Manatees
this and... You know what, Royce? You know, they talk about smells and tastes as being the most closely linked to your memory,
yep,
of the senses. Well, I was expecting this to be again like, oh yes, alt beers, yes,
like those,
yeah. But it's actually it's a little, dare I say it, a little smoother than I remember alt beers being.
This is quite smooth. I will give it. It ticks the box of smoothness for sure.
Now,
As far as nostalgia goes, I'll tell you a short little anecdote, as short as I can make it at least, where I was in Scotland to visit my family. They're all in Scotland. So my dad and I were there. I was in my mid-20s, and we went out to a curry house, an Indian food restaurant. You go to the curry place when you're in Glasgow. And they said, "Oh, would you like a beer? Would you like a lager with your curry?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'd like a good lager. Go with my curry." Boom, and I drank it, and it was the most delicious beer I'd ever had in my life. The only way I can describe it is our favorite lager, Toller Gold. If you took that but added just a tiny little taste of honey to it, this little sweetened honey within the lager, still light, golden, smooth as anything. It was my introduction to what really beer should be. And I thought, oh, I could only get this here in the UK. What is this delightful stuff? Is it like a specific Indian, you know, a beer from India that you import in? And the guy, the waiters looked at me and said, nice, Kingfisher.
Yeah, Kingfisher. I was wondering where you were going to go with that. Kingfisher is really tasty, isn't it?
It is in Scotland. Here is the part of the story. Because when I got back, I was here in Canada, and then there's sort of an import wine and brew shop somewhere in Halifax. I cannot remember the name of it. I don't even know if it's still open. This was years and years and years ago. And I saw, and there was a case, you know, a small case, 6 cans of Kingfisher. And I said, here we go. I am going to get that flavor back. I am going. And maybe it was that I was not eating it with a nice spicy curry. Maybe it was that I was not drinking it over there. Maybe it's been imported and they, you know, jammed a bunch of preservatives into it or something like that. It was gross. It
oh,
was
really?
Just, that's oh, great. It was just, it was Molson Canadian. It was just,
it's a shame. Yeah, Kingfisher is almost legendary in curry houses in the UK. It's always, it pairs with it all the time. Every time
it's perfect. It's a perfect pairing. Yeah,
I've had that a ton of times.
Anything like that. So if that experience is anywhere close to where you're saying, oh, I used to love alt beer, but if you drink this, that's not quite what I thought it tasted like.
Oh, this is better than I thought it would be, because you know when people say this is based upon what we think something should taste like, and then you taste it, you're like, that's not really how I. But this is very, very tasty. But like I say, somewhat creamier than I remember. Therefore, it's not immediately reminiscent of alt beers I've had, because I remember them being sharper, slightly more wheaty, but this is delicious. This is maltier than I remember.
Well, it's not a direct, this is an alt beer from Germany. They're very, the wording is very in the style of.
Okay.
And it has a, you know, from, has a bit of, from the German noble hop varieties. And then it said it is well balanced yet. And it, so it includes things like yet, it is also clean, crisp, and malt character. So it's sort of, it's in a certain style. And I think that's what I like. The subtlety of this one is the in the style of. So I'm getting a very subtle German hop varieties. But up front, it's a pretty, like you say, creamy is a really good way of describing it. A creamy, smooth, brown-ish malty ale. I'd say it's not full-on... delicious malty ale.
It's 5.2% as well, so it's got a bit of a kick to it, mate. Well, you're not going to have too many of them before you start slurring your words.
Maybe, probably ordered, but definitely okay. So the wait staff, you know, the server comes by and the old, "Will you have another, sir? Or do you want to know what else we've got on tap?"
I'm going to have another one of these.
Yep.
Yeah, and since it came in the Oktoberfest sampler pack, if you're at an Oktoberfest, you're not just going to have another one. You're going to have about 8 more.
Yeah, and hopefully they're going to do that thing where the server comes out holding like 20 mugs sort of piled on top of each other. I've always wanted to beat it. Actually, no, I don't want to go to a place that does that, because I'd be incredibly nervous that beer and glass and broken shards would go everywhere.
Well,
speaking as a person who has dropped a beer bottle on a dance floor before.
Well, this is why I said I put it in the wrong glass, because of course this is where I got me glass from, was doing exactly that, sitting in an Oktoberfest in Germany,
wearing your Lederhosen.
Yeah, it did have the lid on it, of course, but it's only pewter, and it that years ago I lost that. So really, what I ought to be doing is transferring it into the correct glass. This is real schoolboy
stuff. Transferal from already poured glass to another poured glass. That's going to affect the flavor.
It's going to get a lot of oxygen in there for sure. But I've had plenty of flavor from it already. I'm not worried about that. I'm okay with it.
I think you're right about the percentage, because I believe I just said afflect the flavor.
Afflect the favor.
Yeah, I'm feeling afflicted by this one already, I think.
You're afflicted by it. That's good.
Mm.
Mm.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of dates and Oktoberfest, the opposite, the antithesis of October is upon us, and we are in fact, did you know, right now, 3 days away from one St. Patrick's Day.
I know, isn't that exciting? To me, St. Patrick's Day is almost, I know it's not quite spring, but it's always like, it's so, so close to spring. It's like, it's spring is happening in a couple of days. It's such an exciting time of year.
As a beer enthusiast, I feel a little ashamed to say this, but I have never in my life celebrated St. Patrick's Day. I have never been to a St. Patrick's Day event, St. Patrick's Day party, St. Patrick's Day night at, you know, some even themed or unthemed. I've not gone out on a St. Patrick's Day before.
Is that something you've made a conscious decision to avoid, or you just haven't had the opportunity to thus far?
Sometimes I make the conscious effort, but most it's partially opportunity and partially also kind of I'm uppity about the vibe, and I'm judgy about the participants I would expect to meet. I think the best way I can put it. I am super egotistical and looking down my nose at people that are just, oh, St. Patrick's Day, woo! And they don't really care what they're doing. I don't think it's a... It's a reason to have a big party. And there are big other parties that university would have. Oh, it's homecoming weekend. And everyone would just get drunk from Saturday morning until Sunday night. And I thought, why do you think that these specific events exist as a free ticket to complete debauchery, drunken stupor? It's like a free pass. Oh, I can't wait till this one day of the year when I can just get as drunk as I was. Just do that on a Saturday.
You can do that every night of the year if you really want to. Why wait till Paddy's Day? I've been to a bunch, Russ, down the years. I've been to a bunch of Paddy's. I don't go every year. For a start, I work shift work, so I can't. But I've been to a bunch, and there's a pretty good vibe. People just want to have fun and listen to, and yes, it'll be diddly 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 music. And accordions and fiddles and guitars. And you know what, mate? You're a music lover. So give yourself over eventually, one of these years, to going out on Paddy's Day and saying, whatever, let's just have some fun. And you might enjoy it. You don't have to dress in green and say, Happy St. Patrick's Day. Ugh. But you know that thing about there's a little bit of Irish in all of us?
I think that's the part that bothers me the most.
Oh, okay.
It's this borrowed, stolen. I don't know which one lean on. It's kind of, I have this very strong Irish heritage. I come from a strong Irish family, and I think your family has been landed on this continent for 200 years. Don't even start. And it's that weird flex card of my family. They remain all in Scotland, and my family basically immigrated to Canada about 2 years before I was born. So
your mum still has a wonderful accent, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, they are still fully Scottish. I am 100% Canadian because I was born here. My older sister was born in Scotland before coming across here. So whenever I see people and they're like, oh, I have to wear a kilt to my cousin's wedding because my family's Scottish, I'm like, but they're not Scottish. And everyone says, why don't you wear a kilt? And I said, because I think that most people that wear kilts to things are doing it and they look like a douchebag. So I don't want to look like the douchebag that I accuse everyone else of being. And that's maybe the most self-aware I can be about my total judgmental, holier-than-thou soapbox attitudes towards most of these things. So at least I'm trying to get much, much better about recognizing that I do this. I'm not going to stop because so many people just need to be judged.
Well, look, may I offer you a counter argument to that? I hear what you're saying, by the way, but you know what? I mean, I'm as English as they come, even though I've lived here in Canada 15 years.
It's the same thing. Do you see that kind of where people usurp a kind of a British, bangers and mash night at the local restaurant. You got to come out and everyone stands around and you're all wearing and everyone wears, I don't know, tweed jackets and they put on fake teeth that makes their teeth look bent. Something like that. I'm sure this doesn't exist, but if it did, would that kind of thing piss you off?
Like I was saying there, I am English, but my mother is Northern Irish. She's and if you went back to 1916, she's not been alive that long, she would still be classed as Irish. Okay, so therefore I am half Irish. I'm half Northern Irish. You wouldn't think so from my accent for sure, but I consider myself to be very English. Now on Paddy's Day, the whole of Ireland and nay the whole of the damn world seems to say, hey, it's Paddy's Day, let's go and get drunk. And they celebrate the Irishness. Let's just have some fun. Paddy's here in Wolfville and in Kentville, and every Irish bar, I'm sure, around the world, they call themselves Irish bars. All they do is throw a load of green at things, have a guy, a little leprechaun in the corner smoking, and they play fiddly-diddly-dee music, and therefore it qualifies as an Irish bar. And every city in the world, you can always find the Irish bar because that's the way they theme it, right? And I'm okay with that. It's not authentic because if you went to an Irish bar in Ireland, they're not all going to be playing and everyone's going to be wearing green and drinking Guinness. They're not, but that's the idea that everyone has of Ireland. And therefore, they're embracing this...
the romanticized version.
Absolutely, the culture. The same as, hey, funnily enough, Oktoberfest. Now, I've been to Oktoberfest. We do Oktoberfests in lots of different countries. Of course, it hails from Germany, it hails from Bavaria. People can say, I'm going to Oktoberfest this weekend in Russia, in Islamabad, in wherever you happen to be. And it's because it's September, October time, and we're going to do the whole Oktoberfest thing. You don't have to take it too seriously. It's just a reason to have yet another party through the year, and I'm okay with that.
If you see someone announcing that they're going to their local Oktoberfest party in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and they say, and I've got the feather green cap, and I've got my lederhosen, the shorts, and the clogs, I'm going, is your immediate response, don't be a douchebag about it. Just go to Oktoberfest.
Because that's Dutch. But you can wear the lederhosen and the little feather in your hat.
Going to celebrate and having a good time, I'm all for. But I cringe at the cultural appropriation. I do cringe at that. Okay. And I feel like I've cringed at that even before cultural appropriation was a thing. You know, I used to cringe when I was younger, I was 19. Oh, it's St. Paddy's Day. We're going to paint our faces green. And I was going,
yeah,
why? Just go drink. I don't care. Why do you have to feel like, oh, I'm 1/16th Irish. Woo, let's go. Drinks are on me. I'm not even smart enough to know why it bothers me, but I think I'm just being a judgmental tool about it.
I think I had an element of that when I was a few years younger, Russ. I felt the same thing. When someone says, are you wearing green today? What item of green do you have? It's St. Patrick's Day. I'd be like, I'm not Irish. Why would I be wearing green today? But I've mellowed a bit. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And I might wear a green and grass skirt or just put a little put a little feather in my... I kind of have fun with it now. And because... Who cares? It's life.
I don't know. I don't know why I care, but I do. I have no idea why I'm being a steely-eyed curmudgeon about this kind of thing, because so much just rolls off my back. Someone, I'm just gonna, I don't care, whatever, just let that go. But suddenly, if someone sort of, oh, you know, we're gonna go have a Swiss cheese festival. Everyone has to wear your, I don't know, cuckoo clocks and.
Well,
wrap a Toblerone around your neck.
To mention that Swiss thing, Russ. I mean, you're rather partial to a fondue. Now, if you're going to do a fondue and you invite a few friends around, do you feel that you need to have some yodeling in the background or some or something that denotes Swiss? Or do you just say, let's just have some Swiss cheese and a bit of bread and enjoy ourselves and...
I do that second thing because I find the first thing completely douchey. That's what I'm talking about. It's the people that are wearing green beads and they have to have a green t-shirt that says, kiss me, I'm Irish on it, even though your whole family's from Belgium.
I've got all of that. I've got all that in my locker, to be honest, in my trunk, in my tickle trunk. I've got all the kiss me, I'm Irish things and a fiddly-diddly-dee hat. And I'm sorry. Please don't look down on me. I've got all that now. And I wouldn't have had it 10, 15 years ago, but I got it all now.
I think I've mellowed on my erroneous attitude about the whole thing. You can't tell, but I have. Because I am still friends with lots of people who go and do these funny things. And I will say, to each their own. I am just certain I would not enjoy it because I would spend the entire night rolling my eyes all the way out of my skull. Yeah. I wouldn't have fun.
That's why
I don't go, because I don't want to be that guy. And I have no control over the fact that I would totally be that guy all night. I am that guy who, when people try to have a Guy Fawkes event...
Yes.
Like, let's have Guy Fawkes night. And I point out the fact that you do realize that all you're celebrating is someone who thought the entire government of the UK was Protestant and they couldn't have that. And they wanted to replace the entire government with Catholics. So it's basically just Catholic terrorism. That's what you're celebrating.
Political evening we're having here.
I'm just saying, there are things when people celebrate stuff. And I think the one thing that bothers me, which is hilariously ironic because I myself am a heinously ignorant person, but the ignorance of it bothers me. The ignorance of what you're celebrating. I think that's it. Anyway, I am down to the end of this. I loved this one.
I'm leaving the dregs, as I'm wont to do these days. Matthew Gillis was drinking an alt beer at Uncle Leo's Brewery at the Tapestry Beer Bar, apparently, and he says, hay-like, malty, toffee forward, light and drinkable, decent. I hope it's hay-like, it tastes like hay, rather than hay-like, malty toffee forward, like he's from California. Light and drinkable. Do you think it's light and drinkable? I think it's very drinkable. It's a little, it's not, in my
it's light, because it's got that spiciness out of the German, the German hop of it.
And wonderfully dark and malty, rich and sweet with just a hint of bitter. It's no wonder it's an award-winning beer. Seriously, it knocks out of the park, says Jason Cameron. And that's the thing. Just a hint of bitter. And that's what I'm expecting from the alt beer. You know, when I said it was creamy, this one, the bitterness used to come through in the alt beer for me. And there's not a lot in here at all. It's full of flavor, malty. And quite delicious. And I'm not going to finish the rest of it because I want to compare it to the old Dave Gahan, Depeche Mode company here. So at least I've got something to compare it to at the end of the evening.
But now I'm trying to decide, do I decide that this should be judged as an alt beer or should it be judged as a brown ale?
How can you judge it as an alt beer if you're convinced that you've never had one, Russ?
Well, I haven't, and so this would be the first one, but from the description of what an alt beer is supposed to be, did they nail it? I'm inclined to say yes.
I'm inclined to say no, only because
you've had the authentic alt beer.
Ab- Absolutely. I've had a ton of it. I drank alt beer an awful lot while I was in Germany. But that's not to say this is not delicious. It bloody well is. It's really good. I'm enjoying it. And I would add that I actually like it a little bit more than the alt beers that I was drinking 20 years ago, which were quite bitter and a bit wheaty. And this is a creamy, smoother, full-flavored beer. I don't care that it maybe doesn't taste to me like a genuine alt beer. I care that it tastes really good as a standalone beer on its own. I like it a lot.
So, yeah, I think I'm going to decide that an alt beer is a subset of brown ale, where it is a German style brown ale. In which case, I think they nailed it. I think they killed it. And I think it's a 9.
Wow, 9
for
out of
alt, for alt beers, 9 out of 10.5. I don't know.
9 out of 10.5. Good.
Sure.
I'm giving this a solid 7 out of 9. Go pick the bones out of that when you do your averages.
I'll try that. We have to work on this and get our math straight.
I love it. It's really nice.
It is quite good. And yeah, I did save a bit of a mouthful to come back after this next one. And this next brewery, actually, Gahan, this sparked quite a debate between us, because you picked this up in Halifax and said Gahan. And I said, I think Gahan is based out of PEI. And I looked it up. And they are.
Yes, they
but
are.
But they have breweries making beer here in Nova Scotia, so we decided that counts. And of the breweries listed, the Nova Scotia Craft Breweries, Gahan is in the Nova Scotia Craft Brew Association. They are listed on the Atlantic Canada Beer Blog under the Nova Scotia section. So we kind of made a flat statement saying Gahan are allowed to be called a Nova Scotia brewery because they make it here too. Even if originally they were in PEI, but they've got one in both places. Pump House, for example, only makes beer. Only manufactures it in New Brunswick Brewery. If they had a place that was bottling and brewing here in Nova Scotia, I would be happy to include Pump House in our Nova Scotia Craft Brew list.
Pump House just happened to be, when I'm buying a selection pack, and there's one in the corner of the room right now, Pump House selection pack, there's always 6 different beers. I buy that all the time, Ross. It's 30-odd bucks, and even the IPA is okay.
Oh, I think I've tried their red, and I think I've tried the blueberry, and I like both of those. Those stick out in my memory.
Yeah, I'm not a great lover of fruit beers anyway, but the blueberry passes muster. It's okay. The IPA is better than most IPAs that I find, to my mind. I know we're not talking about PEI breweries here. We're talking about Nova Scotia.
Oh, we are,
but it's a selection pack, and I can't find too many selection packs that come close to Pump House's selection pack that's always available in the liquor store.
They're a pretty big deal in New Brunswick, so I think they
oh, did I say PR? New Brunswick, I beg your pardon.
They send things all over the place, so I think they can do a lot of shipping and do a lot of business in lots of different places. Yeah. I'm not sure if there's a Nova Scotia brewery that's big and does like sampler packs. Does Propeller send sampler packs outside? I don't really know. I figured I haven't seen one. Yeah. They do. Uncle Leo's does a sampler pack, and Sober Island does a sampler pack. Heritage does one. I've never seen one.
Sampler pack. I think it's only a matter of time before bless them, Alexander Keith's, because they are now branching out into the less, they're getting away, not getting away from it, they are branching out into the, I know, the look on your face says,
I'm not willing to count them just yet in beers that we need to consider.
Brewery at all, in any sense of the word.
No.
But at least they do, at least I think it's only a matter of time before they do a selection back. And I might just pick one up.
I don't know. So, Gahan has this one, and this is the one that you yourself picked up for us down in Halifax, I believe, and it is the Iron Bridge Brown Ale. And we didn't have anything to compare this to until I finally did a little bit of research into alt beers, so I figure these are as close as we're going to get because there's not too many brown ales around. There's just not. I think we've done, there was one out of Sober, no wait, what was the brown that we compared? Because Roofhound's Big Brown Ale is one of my favorites, and it's one of their staples. It is delicious. And we compared that with Sons of Hector Brown Ale.
Is that
out of Breton? Was that Breton's? Or was that Uncle Leo's?
Was it the boxy one?
Boxing Rock? I do think it was...
There's literally a guy fighting on the... Is it Breton?
It's
Rebecca
Breton.
Saying it's Breton.
Yeah, yeah, it was a Breton one. But I think those are the only two brown ales we've ever reviewed and found, which is why I was a little worried. When you picked this up, I was so excited because I love a brown ale. But then I thought, what are we going to compare this to? I don't know what to do. Luckily, we have potential other options where if we do some different things with the show in the future, then we might be able to not just have to compare apples with apples anymore. We could just do some of the selections from a individualized brewery. So the Gahan Ironbridge Brown Ale, 5.3% alcohol by volume, a little tiny bit higher than the other one. Says on the side, medium to full-bodied brown ale with a smooth roasted malt flavor and chocolate finish. I can't see anything wrong with any of that.
No, I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited. Oh, you've already popped it.
I have, and I'm already getting a light whiff of chocolat off the top of that one. Just a tiny sweetened flavor. I am trying to put this into the big glass. I don't know. Now, you transferred yours. You had a small glass and a big glass. Did you make the big glass available again?
Yeah, I did. I put them in the wrong glass. I had a moment there, and an elderly moment, and put them in the wrong glass. I mean, the clue was on the front when there's a three Germans sitting there around a table. You'd think I'd have picked up on that when I was pouring the Albion. It's like a dark chocolate smell, isn't it? It's really like a bitter dark chocolate. I'm getting right up my hooter, and it's quite delicious out of the bottle.
That is a thickly brown opaqueness to it. I cannot see through that. The alt beer was a little lighter. I could see through it a bit more, but this is a thick brown in this one. And I fit the entire thing in my nice big 20 ounce sea level brewing glass that I picked up the road.
Good so for I'm you. Glad for that. Did you cleanse your palate, mate?
Oh, I did not. Sip of water. Good point.
We're both making foolish mistakes this evening. I've just actually swilled water around my larger glass, so I've cleared out all the old alt. I say old, and it's quite
the ancient.
The alt beer out of the glass, and making way for this rather amazing looking Gahan Brown Ale. Oh my goodness, that's dark. It's almost like a stout.
It is.
It's so dark, but it's not. No. It's not. Like a, that's a wonderful looking pint.
It's not pesky and foamy. At least mine wasn't. Did you get the whole thing in? Oh yes, well done. Mine's yep.
That's all in.
Right? Yeah, same. Completely empty. Well, this is going to be easy to get straight to, without any further ado.
The chocolate was in the bottle. I'm not smelling it there from the. Maybe a little bit, yeah, a little bit of a dark.
Yeah, the smell off the pint is not quite as delicious as the smell off the bottle, but that happens.
That happens
sometimes. So we'll see how this one goes, right? Cheers. Cheers.
Oh, yes.
Creamy, thick.
Yeah.
That's heavy. That feels like a... That feels like it weighs more than the other one for the exact same, taking up the same amount of volume. Ooh. I can't tell if I'm full or if that one's making me full.
That's like a meal, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it me? It's heavy.
Yeah, it's quite
heavy like a stout.
That's definitely a winter brew to me. That's like, come on in, sit down by the fire, sir, on this cold Canadian evening, and we'll pour you a pint of this, and this will warm your cockles. This is delicious.
Yeah, there's a sweetness in the medium back, and it is, that is quite good. There's a maltiness slash a sweetness. Is he awake?
He is awake.
Hi. Hello.
Hello, Wesley.
This
Hello,
is what
Brittany.
You want to do on your podcast, is you need to have your newborn son being a part of it. You don't get any of this.
Can he sip yet? You got him.
No, I'm not giving him sips of beer.
Well, you know, not with that attitude, but you could always pour one of those bottles of milk away and maybe put a little bit of brown ale in there and start him off early.
It pans back and forth. It's very annoying. I don't think that's the best of ideas. There he is. You can get some eyes. Wait, there he. Whoop. Oh, look at that. Oh, wow. That suddenly jittered over to me. He looks very, very nonplussed with this entire situation.
Gosh.
I'm trying to figure out if I get a little bit of a spice in there as well.
Oh, spice?
There's a tang.
The chocolate was apparent in the smell, but not necessarily in the flavor.
It's in there somewhere, but it's mixed.
You know when they talk about subtle notes of this and little hints and blah, 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 etc. Well, up my nose, when I went in the bottle, I got it, but I'm not getting chocolate now from the flavour, which is a little disappointing, but that's okay. I mean, it's quite delicious, and it's so I can't expect too much from it. I'm going to have stouts with chocolate that says double chocolates or big chocolate stout, then I want to have significantly more than this. But this is not, you know.
I might enjoy this more than the alt beer. I think between the two, this is my favourite. So here's the test. If they bring you out the samplers, so say, oh, can I try a sample of both of those? You've got two darkish things on right now, and they give you a sample of one and a sample of the other, and I try both in quick succession. I think I'm saying, bring me as much of this Iron Bridge brown ale as you've got.
Why is it called the Iron Bridge brown ale, I wonder?
Excuse me. Well, it's gone.
Yeah. Ross, do you know whether at the bottom of the bottle, excuse me, right at the bottom of the bottle there, on the label, there is a steam engine. Now, is that their signature, as it were? Is that their motif? Because I haven't looked that up. I really should have done. Because the only reason why I'm asking is because quite famously in the UK, and that's where I'm from, quite famously, there is the oldest, it's the oldest example of a type of bridge in the world is called Iron Bridge. And it's in the town of Iron Bridge, which I believe is in Wiltshire or something like that, which just happens to be very close to Isambard Kingdom Brunel country, who is synonymous with steam trains. Now, I'm wondering whether there is a connection there or whether it's coincidence or whether PEI is this. Oh, I'm going to say it again. It is PEI, isn't it?
Originally, yes. I believe that's their original location.
Some steam train thing going on there. I don't know. I'm going to probably look that up afterwards. I went to Iron Bridge in a school trip when I was about 14, 15, 16 years old. Great day out. They've got one of these massive, beautiful, old iron bridges. Like I say, and it grew up around the whole Industrial Revolution, sort of 1700 and something, and it's a work of wonder. I'm wondering whether or not they're alluding to that, or whether they've got their own bridge that they've named this after.
I'm not sure if this is going to help or hinder, but I have an old review that I found up because I was trying to look for a bit more about the Iron Bridge Brown Ale, and apparently a review from 2013, which is a whole 10 years ago, from someone in Alberta, said, crazy. I'm not sure why they changed the name from Iron Horse to Iron Bridge.
Well, the Iron Horse, of course,
is the steam train. That's what an Iron Horse is.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they changed it, but I suppose the fact that there's a train on the bottom, is that a testament to the fact that this was once called the Iron Horse? And then at which point, why did you change it? Yeah, we have so many questions. It remains delicious.
It's delicious.
I'll tell you what I think a bit of a flavor is coming through. You remember how we sometimes mention it's not so much a wheaty flavor as a bready flavor.
Oh, yes, it is. It is bready. You're right.
Like a homemade, you know, the kind of
bakey bread. Yes, absolutely. Mm. Thank you for saying that. It is yeasty.
Mm, but not in a bad way.
No, not in a bad way at all. No,
it's just like a nice thick loaf of homemade, you know, very locally and recently made bread. Ooh, I forgot to ask you.
Yeah, about go on. Hey.
Your temperatures. How were yours in the warmness, and then you froze them, or what was the process today?
When I came in from work in the snow around about 7:15 this evening, about sort of half an hour, 40 minutes before you went on air. I popped it in the fridge then. So it went from being room temperature, about 20 degrees, into the fridge. And you know how cold a fridge is. I'm boring you there. I can see a big yawn. It looks a bit like Wesley there after a...
So the baby was proof as to why I'm sleepy. That's my life now, is trying to keep myself awake.
I totally understand, mate. I've been there, and you've been there as well 15 years ago. Now, the thing is... It just cooled down a little bit, okay? So it probably took the edge of it, but it was still probably around about 8 or 9 degrees by the time I was serving it. And I think that's about perfect for a brown ale. And around about the 9 or 10 degree mark is perfect. You don't want any cold.
Mine was in my cold room, and then I brought them out of the cold room into the slightly cool basement, and they've been warming up to... I mean, this is basement room temperature, so 17 degrees, but they definitely... These are not 17 degrees, but what I love is I can taste these.
Oh,
the flavor is there. It's not too cold to go missing.
Do not make these cold.
I'm still remembering being served a brown ale at one of the local establishments, and it was ice cold. And there's nothing more dissatisfying than an ice cold brown ale.
No. If you're going to go into a pub and pay $8 for a pint of brown ale, or a flavoursome ale with notes of this and that in it, then you don't need it to be 3 degrees because you can't taste any.
Excuse me, barkeep. I would like to taste my pint, please.
Oi, you get out. Hey, Steve, this guy wants to taste his own pint. We'll show you what we do to people who want to taste their own pints.
Have this ice-cold, festive, seasonal ale.
No,
I know. Let it sit there for about 2 hours. And
can I stay in your establishment for 2 hours? Bring me a pint of ice cold lager. I'm fine with that.
But I understand there is a cultural problem with that, where some countries just like all their beers to be ice cold, and I don't get it because you lose all the flavor. This is full of flavor. And it's at the right temperature, I think.
This is gorgeous. This is I'm getting just sort of wanderings of interesting flavor, kind of like cereal notes and bready notes, and it moves around in a very grain oriented but also malt flavor profile that you're looking for and expecting.
God, you sound like you know what you're talking about, Ross. Have you done this before?
Once or twice.
Yeah.
Even if this is weak. 100 and I think it's technically week number 106, but it's episode, it's the 104th time that we've, that I've been live doing this. Cause I've, in those 106 weeks, I've taken 2 weeks off.
That's right.
I think that sounds better than anything else.
Maybe. I mean, what excuse do you, Chris R. was drinking a Gahan Ironbridge brown ale.
Was he?
And, he said it's very ale-like and a little less brown, but he said he did bookend it with stouts, so it may be his fault.
Yeah, that's your fault. You're going, like, if we tried this after the Russian Imperial Stout of Bad Apple Brewhouse, I think we'd look at this and say, oh, I'm sorry, mate, that's just a Molson Canadian.
That's terrible. Yeah,
no, I don't like that at all. Give me something with a bit more oomph.
Mmm.
This is, it reminds me of how much I love the Roofhound Big Brown.
Oh, that's, it's
the thing
not
with the this big, color, the big brown is an Imperial Brown. So it's like 7.3%. It will knock you flat. And I love it every time it does. But the flavor and the heft is all here with a lower percentage. So you could have 2-3 of these. Whereas if you have 3 of the big browns, you're...
Well, so far, I'm getting down to the bottom. So it's going, Gahan.
I thought we'd already talked about the revocation of your poetic license.
I'm going to leave this bit, of course, because I mean, look at the color difference, Ross. If this isn't if the Altbier is a brown ale, and the brown ale is a brown ale, there is a significant difference. Now, this Altbier looks to me almost like a dark amber ale,
and that's why I think it's important to say that the Altbier isn't technically a brown ale. It's a style of brown ale. So there's that. Yeah. That subsection where if I was to say what the alt beer is as just a brown ale, the funkiness of the bitterness would gross me out. And I would bring this down to a 6.5 or a 7 out of 10. But I think based on the description and what they're saying they're going to do, this does exactly what they were trying to do. They took a brown ale and made it in a German / old style way, and the flavor comes through, and they rocked it. This is I'm convinced this alt beer is exactly how it's supposed to taste, and that's why I think that's a 9 out of 10 alt beer. This, the Gahan, this is a brown ale.
Here, let's just interrupt you. Can you remind me of what you gave this alt beer? Because I'll remind you.
9.
Right. So. Well, and you prefer the Ironbridge Brown Ale.
But I feel like I have this argument with you every single week. as an alt beer, which I am barely learning what that even means, the alt beer does it. It's not a flip. If you're telling me to just say, rate this on your own personal enjoyment scale of 0 to 10. That's different. That's different than the alt beer is a 6.5.
Oh,
because that's my personal preference. But the whole point of being here and the whole point of me trying to describe these and mark these based on where they should single in. And this is why when we have the sours, I try to say, oh yeah, that's gross. That's so disgusting. That's an 8.5 out of 10. Oh, I can't even get it over my throat. Because they've done it right. They've done a sour right. Just because I don't like sours doesn't mean that they are not good at making this sour. Yeah, so I try to be, the whole concept is to be objective. I think I'm using that word correctly. Objective about the reviews. So this is a 9 out of 10 alt beer, and I love the fact that I'm comparing it with a 9 out of 10 brown. This is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. If you ask me to pick my favorite, it's an easy one for the brown ale because I like brown ales.
I'm going. I absolutely agree with you. This is roasty, malty, full of flavor. It's actually a winter warmer. I could sit by the fire quite happily and drink three or four of these and talk to someone about whatever you want to talk about. This is absolutely fabulous. I give it and if you're talking about what I prefer, I do prefer the Ironbridge Brown Ale as a pint. So if a pub has got both of these on and says, which one do you want? I'm going to go for this, but I'm going to say, but I have a real affection for the alt beer as well.
Oh, yeah, affection and appreciation. Because, like you say, a winter warmer. If someone had the alt beer on and, say, you know, obviously doesn't have the Gahan Brown, I would say, oh, bring me the alt beer. That's such a great winter warmer. Oh, yeah, on a cold night at the pub, I'll drink this. I will probably wax poetic about my other favorite brown ales and say, you should try the Sons of Hector. You should try the big brown ale from Roofhound. These are really meaty, beautiful, malty, smooth ones. But this alt beer is doing the same thing, but with a little bit of a German spice to it. And I appreciate that. It's still quite delectable.
I will add to that that Germans actually tend to drink their beers a little colder as well. Maybe not as cold as Canadians and maybe Americans do, but alt beers tend to be served a little colder as well. Whereas brown ales, traditional brown ales which grew up, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, in the UK, were never like that. They were more of a 10 or 11%. But the alt beers and German lagers, Weisse beers, you name it, are generally served a little colder. So maybe I should have left the alt beer in there a little longer in the fridge.
Yeah, I wonder if maybe if that was a little colder, if it would taste a little smoother.
I wonder.
That's a thought.
Yeah. A bit late now.
And I'm trying to remember, and this is going back to a very dusty corner of my memory. Again, no idea why our memories are not doing so well, or our brain cells are somehow being killed or disrupted by any kind of consumed product. But I think we learned that brown ale was originally crafted and created by monks in monasteries. And now I'm trying to remember which island it was. Was it Irish or was it British? Quickly checking brown ale monks to the internet. That's just the monk's brown ale. No, give me the original history of everything. Trappist beer is by Trappist monks. Oh no, that's the Belgian doubles and the triples. They made those.
We're talking about the Trappist monks, yes.
A brief history of Trappist beer. So how does brown ale, I want the history of brown ale, please.
Brown ale, I'm going to venture, comes from the UK.
Late 17th century.
Yeah.
Lightly hopped and brewed mostly from brown ale. Now, what I love about stuff like this is, especially in beer making, the kind of beer making where they say, we've made this delightful craft beer the same way as they did in the 1200s when they first invented this, and it's in the original. And they're spending so many hundreds, and it's like $12 a pint to get this authentic beer made in the old style way, where the reason they made it in the old style way was because they had absolutely nothing. They had grain, they had bread maker's yeast, they had dirty ass water that was flowing down from the toilets from the upstairs apartments, and that's how they made their beer. And that's why it's like the color it is, and the flavor it is. This is all we had. We just had to make alcohol in medieval times, and that's as good as we could get. If you ever get
the opportunity to, Ross, you know, whenever we do a stout, I'll finish with this. Whenever we do stouts, I always go back to the recognized king of stouts. There's no point in denying it. I know it's Paddy's Day coming up, but you can't deny that Guinness worldwide is the king of stouts.
It is, and it's delicious.
And it's perfectly fine, and it's coffeeable. It's only 4%. It's amazing session ale. Brown ales, to me, I didn't grow up drinking them. I wasn't like four. I wasn't like a month old like Wesley. But if I could go back to compare,
I did not give him any beer.
It's so famous in the UK, and if they ever sell it in the liquor store here, I'll probably buy a four pack. It's Newcastle Brune Ale, Nuki Brune. If you look that up online, it is the quintessential British brown ale, which is mass produced. I don't even know who brews it now. It's a Newcastle brewery, and therefore, if you were looking for a brown ale, you could do an awful lot worse than Newcastle Brown Ale. It's so famous, it's everywhere, just like Guinness is for the stouts. And is this comparable to a Nuki Brown? Better. The Gahan Ironbridge Brown Ale is more flavoursome than a Newcastle Brown Ale to my palate, and that can only be a good thing. But I'm giving it 9 out of 10.
It's delicious. So am I.
Yeah.
I have two things to tell you. One, I have purchased a Nuki Brown Ale in the Wolfville Liquor Commission.
Oh, brilliant.
You can get them in Canada. They're okay, because I think they might get kingfishered on the travel over. They get, you know, they
lose a little bit of the flavor.
They get a big needle full of insulin or something and penicillin, and they just jab the can full so that it makes it on the boat over, because if rats chew at the can, then it becomes tainted and poisoned and whatnot, and then you can't drink it anymore, because then you turn into a mutated rat, and then the entire plot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comes out after that immediately. So much like Kingfisher coming over, it tastes better on the island. So I have no illusions that a Newcastle Brown Ale tastes better in the UK than it does in Nova frickin' Scotia. But if you're in Nova frickin' Scotia, what you need is, honestly, all three brown ales that I've had here. The Gahan Iron Bridge, the Breton Sons of Hector, and the Roofhound Big Brown, they are all delectable. And mostly because I love brown ales. And
you like dark beer. Maltier, yes. Fuller of flavor, maltier, breadier.
Yes, it's that bread cereal, and kind of barley. That's just, you go into, if you ever been to the Hydrostone Market in Halifax, you go to Julian's Bakery and just give a whiff in there and then drink a cold glass of water. That's exactly what this tastes like. It's like taking a huge whiff of homemade bread as it's coming out of the oven, and then just splashing down a little bit of slightly alcoholized water on top of that.
I'll talk to you about that on the other side. I'm out of here, buddy. Take care.
I didn't go back and try my alt beer. I have to give that a quick little schneef of the last... the very last mouthful of the alt beer. Woo! Had some spice to it. Yeah, it's like the Heineken / Beck's version. It's a Bavarian brown ale. I do love that. They are both delicious. Highly recommend both. We are here Tuesday evenings, 8 p.m. for a good hour of your time and mine at the Drink NS Facebook page. If you want to check out some of the podcasts, you can look up Drink Nova Scotia or Drink NS Dry, Drink Nova Scotia, lots of different things. We're available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, I think. But if you want to go directly there, you can go to the website, which is drinkns.unsupervised.ca. Check that out. Ian and I will be back next week. At least I haven't checked if he's going to be back next week. I hope he's going to be back next week. But the plan is to start inviting, and I have started this process of inviting some of the brewers to join us on the show, join us in the beverage, join us in the drinking of it and exploring the flavors. And hopefully they'll finally be able to answer some of our questions about things like, what is a train doing on a bottle that's referencing a bridge? Questions like that, you know, hard hitting questions will be like the 60 minutes of beer review shows, except not at all. So join us again next week. Thanks everyone for popping in, listening as well. And we'll see you next week. Good night.